The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Tet Vav. Ve'idach, or what does Rabbi Elazar do? Because Rabbi Elazar said they both get the Nitzah. What do you do with the word Ozno? Ha'u ne'gezera shava u'de'ata. Here's Gezera shava Ozno. What's Gezera shava? Netanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Minayin l'netzi'ashi be'ozen yemanit. Huh? We might have taken it for granted. How do you know that the netzi'ah of the Eved is on the right earlobe? Ne'emar kan ozen. It says by Eved the word ozen. Ne'emar lehalan ozen. It says by a mitzorah that's going to purify himself that you sprinkle the korban al ozen haymanit on his right earlobe. Ma lehalan yami, just like by mitzorah, we know it's his ozen, and he sprinkled the blood on his right lobe. Afkan yami. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar learns from the word ozno, not this guy's ear as opposed to that guy's. No, everybody can become a nirtzah. What is ozno coming to teach me? Ozno's coming to tell me which ear.
Right ear.
Oh, ve'idach. How does Tana Kama then know the right ear? Because he learned Ozno Shel Zeh Velo Ozno Shel Zeh. So Gemara says, Imken Lema Kera Ozen. The Pasuk should have just came along and said Ozen. I would have made a Gezira Sheva Ozen Ozen from Mitzurah. My Ozno, Ozno is coming to teach me this guy's Ozen, that's Makru Betin, as opposed to Ozen of a guy that sold himself. So if he just was teaching me Gezira Sheva Ozen Ozen, I say Ozno, Lapuke Makru Latzmo. Ve'idach. What does Rabbi Elazar do with Ozno? Ozno ve'lo ozna. How do you know that an Amma Ivriya cannot become a Nirtzat? Which means the law of Nirtzat. Let's say you have an Amma Ivriya. After 6 years, she comes along and tells the master, I want to stay. No, there's no such thing as Nirtzat by Amma Ivriya. How do you know that? From Ozno ve'lo ozna. Ve'idach. Oh, how do the Hakamim know the law that is known Nirtza'at by Amavriya? Nafkala Mivim Yomar Ha'evid. Ha'evid Velo Amma. Says the Baruch, Vim Yomar Ha'evid. After you teshtit. Ha'evid Velo Amma. Oh, Vidach. What does the Bir Azal learn from that Pasuk? Mivile Achi Yomar Kishu Evid. No Hadush. That the guy's got to extend his contract while he's still an Evid. Which is, after he goes out free, the Eved, he can't come along and say, I want to stay longer. Too long. He's got to say that he wants to be in Nirtzah while he's in Eved. Ve'idach, oh, so how does the Bil Azar know that? Me'eved ha'eved nafka. Because it's V'im Yomar ha'eved. So from the extra hair, he learns that Hiddush. Ve'idach hakamim, Eved ha'eved, lo darish. Okay, they don't do this on extra hair. So therefore, everything is accounted for in that derasha to teach me how you know that this one is Nirtzah and that one is not Nirtzah. According to me, I have both of them on Nirtzah. Okay, now we go to the next item. My ta'ama de tanakama de amar. Mocher atzmo. And ma'anikim lo, or how do you know that the guy who sells himself, there's no ha'anaka? That means on the way out, you don't got to give him any gifts and things like that, right? So there's, I'm just going to write it down there. So mocher atzmo, we did this already, and ha'anaka, how do you know this? It says, mi'et rahmana gabe machruhu betin. Because what does it say by the case of when they sold him to betin? Ha'anek ta'anik lo. Lo, ve'lo de mocher atzmo. Okay, have a mi'ut. Right? The Pasuk says no. So we learn from no, this guy that got sold by Betin as Hanaka, as opposed to the guy that sold himself. Ve'idach. Okay, back to the story. What does the Bil Azar do with this? Ha'um mi've'ele lo ולא ליורשיו, which means, let's say the Eved died. How do you know that you don't have, no, the Eved died. How do you know you don't have to give the Hanakah to the Eved's Yorshim? Okay? So it says, because it's Hanek Tariq Lo, you give the Hanakah to the Eved, but you don't give it to his Yorshim in the case that he died. This kid's. Oh, so the Gemara says, Yorshav Amai, which means Amai Lo, why wouldn't you give it to the Yorshim? Sechar Karya Rahmana, which means Sechir Karya Rahmana. The Eved is called a Sechir, like a hired worker. Now, Ma Sechir, Peudat Tol Yorshav, just like a regular worker, right? If you owe him money, wages, and he dies, you got to give it to the Yorshim. Afai, Peudat Tol Yorshav. The Chaura, you should have to give it to the Yorshim also, which means just like Sechir goes to the Yorshim, and the Eved is called a Sechir, so you should give it to him. I don't accept that, did I? So that you tell me, lo velo le Yorshav. It should go to his Yorshim. Why not? It should be different than a Sechir. So comes Gemara and says, Ela, lo velo le ba'al chobo. Which means, if let's say the Eved owes money to somebody, the Ha'anakah will go to him, or go to the Yorshim also. But it doesn't go to pay a debt. It doesn't go to Baal Chovo, right? You only pay it to him, you don't pay it to the Baal Chov. Oh, midisvira lan be'ama, because normally we hold Kirabi Natan. What is Rabbi Natan? We learned this several times already in the Gemara. The famous Shi'abud Rabbi Natan. What's the Shi'abud Rabbi Natan? A owes B and B owes C, so let A pay C. That's Shi'abud Rabbi Natan. Which means, even though A has nothing to do with C, A only owes B, okay? And B owes C. So therefore, B is able to pull himself out. You know what? I'm going to give up. A, you pay C, and I'm off the hook. Now, that's considered a shi'bud. I mean, the Torah places that shi'bud. I mean, the guy can't come along and say, A can't come along and say, listen, I don't get involved with C. I owe you the money. I'm not getting. No. This is Shabud. When A owes B and B owes C, B can come along to A and say, you pay C. And that's considered mandatory. This is Shabud. There's an obligation on him. How do we know that? That's transitive, exactly. Netanya, Amar Rabbi Natan. This is Rabbi Natan's source. Minayin lenoshe b'havero mane. B'havero b'havero. Minayin shemosim mizeh venotnim lezeh. Right, that's the case. Reuven Shimon Levi, like I told you. Talmud Omar venatan laasher asham lo. So he has a derasha. Venatan laasher asham lo. Before we get into the details how he learns it from this pasuk, I'm going to take the Gemara's word that this derasha teaches us that you're able to give it to the one baal chov can pay the other one, and that's the way it works. Oh, so I would have thought over here, same thing. The Adon owes the Eved Ha'anaka. The Eved owes somebody else money. Oh, so therefore I might have thought, what? Let the Adon now pay the Anaka to the Baal Chov. A owes B, B owes C, let A pay C. I might have thought that the Binatan's Shabud works and kicks in. That's why it says, Atalon Apuke. That's the person who says, no. Lo, velo, le baal chov. And I need a pasuk for that. Because without that pasuk, I got a binatan shabud activated, and I would say he has to pay. Okay, so that's what the law comes and teaches. That's according to the B, El Azar. Okay, let's go back, because we went on a little tangent there. Which means, according to Hachamim, the law teaches me that Wadavka, when he's sold by Betin, there's Hanaka. No. But sold by himself, no Hanaka. But you, according to the Bil Azar, let's say what? There's no difference. It's Hanaka across the board. What do you do with the word law? Lo velo le baal chobo, salka datake rabbi natan, kamash ma'alan? No. Oh, so now we got to go back to the rabbis. How do the rabbis know that you can't pay Baal Chov? V'idach. V'al maname lo svira lan ki Rabbi Natan. They never heard of Rabbi Natan. So therefore, A never can pay C. So if I don't need a pasuk, take it out.
You only need a pasuk to take it out if you normally hold there's a shi'amud of Rabbi Natan. So you need a pasuk to say, but here it doesn't apply. But if you never hold of shi'amud of Rabbi Natan, so I don't need a pasuk to take it out. So therefore I can't pay si, because it can never pay si. Because they're not doresh to shav, lashed la'shamno of Rabbi Natan. Good? Okay, now we go to the next slide. My tama de tanakama de amar mukhir atzmo. En rabo mosed lo shivcha kena'anit. Tanakama had what? The only guy, the only type of Eved that gets a Shifcha Kena'anit is Machruhu Beddin.
Yeah.
But Mokher Atzmo, no. The master, Rabbo, cannot give him a Shifcha Kena'anit. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, Mi'et Rachmana Gabe Machruhu Beddin. Because what does it say by Machruhu Beddin? Im Adonav Yiten Lo Isha.
There you go.
That's only by a guy who was sold by Beddin. Lo? The idach. Oh, what is Rabbi El Azar do with the law? The idach lo baal korho. All it comes to teach me is that the master can give him a shifcha kena'anit against his will. Law meaning give it to him against his will. Then you go ask him. You know, I don't want to marry the shifcha. Doesn't matter. The idach. Also, how does Tanakama know that you can give it against his will? Because it calls the Eved Sechar Sachir a worker. Now, well, as a teacher, we can give it to him against his will. So it says, Detanya, Ki Mishne Sechar Sachir Avadecha, Sachir Enu Oved Ela Bayom. Well, there's a difference between a worker and an Eved. A worker, he works by day. He can't work the night at Eved. However, Eved Evri, Oved ben bayom, or ben balayla. Everybody's got to work 24 hours a day. So the Gemara says, "V'chita aliyal d'atecha she'eved evri oved ben bayom ben balayla." We can't kill the guy working 24 hours a day. We have a law that says you got to be fair to the Eved and the country. You got to be good to him. Emecha b'ma'achal, emecha b'mishte. You got to give him good food. You got to give him good drinks. What, now you're going to come and tell me that he's worse than a sakhir, that he's got to work himself to get paid? V'amar b'yitzak mikan, sh'rabo mosir lo shifcha kena'anit. That's the laila, which means when it says he works day and night, by day he works as Eved. At night he has babies. How you give me a shifcha kena'anit? So that's why, that's how you know Baal Korho. You know Baal Korho from that, which is, according to the Mi'il Azad, he learns Baal Korho from the word lo. You give it to him against his will. Tarakamada uses law to teach me this guy gets a shifha, but the Mukhir Atzmo doesn't get a shifha. How did you know Baal Kurho? From this statement over here that says he works bimba yom bimba layla. How's he working in layla? You give him a shifha kena'anit against his will. Lidach. So what does Rabbi El Azar do? Imehatam hava amina hanimili middate. Yeah, I would have thought, yeah, the Eved works at night willingly. What does it say over there? You can force him. It says he works at night, meaning if he wants to work at night, meaning he wants to take the shifcha, fine. Good. So therefore, basically what the Gemara just did over here, the Gemara is looking, how do you know, who's the opinion that's not Doresh Sechar Sachir? So we said, we thought it was Rabbi El-Azhar, but we said, you know what? Really, both these rabbis are Doresh Sechar Sachir. They make this hekesh between the two avadim. It's just that regarding these subjects, they have pesukim that exclude them. But otherwise, they have Sechar Sachir. So we need the rabbi who does not learn Sechar Sachir. The Gemara did not yet prove to us who that rabbi is. And that's what the Gemara is going to come to do now. Who's the rabbi that does not do that? Again, who's Sechar Sachir? The hekesh between Mokher Atzmo, right, Mokher Atzmo to Mokher Betin. That's the Sechar Sachir. So the Gemara is going to come and tell us that after. The Gemara continues, Ela Mantana de lo yalif Sachir Sachir. Who was the opinion that does not learn Sachir Sachir? So let's review. We had a Gezerah Shavah comparing the two types of Avadim, with the Vriz that are Mokher Atzmo and being sold by Beddin. So there was a Gezerah Shavah. Sachir, Sachir, the word was used by both Avadim. So they made a Gezerah Shavah to learn that the laws are similar. Who's the rabbi that does not learn it? So Gemara says, "Hi Tana, the following Tana, the Tanya." So we have a pasuk says like this: "Veshav el mishpachto." Okay, that's talking about over here that the Eved goes free during Yovel. If you want to look at the whole pasuk, the pasuk actually reads, "Veshav el mishpachto ve'el achuzat amutav yashuv," which is Yovel terminology.
Yes,
the Eved goes free during the Yovel. Okay, now which type of slave is this talking about? Who goes free during the Yovel? If it's not a regular guy that sold himself into slavery, so it's said already. Which means we have a pasuk already that teaches us that if a person sells himself, it's like the pasuk says, "Ad shenat ha-yovel ya'avod imach." Because we have a pasuk to cover that. Ibn nirtza. If it's talking about an Eved that got Nirtza, meaning he extended his stay, and the Hadush is to tell me that when Yovel comes in, Nirtza goes out free. Harikim Aramur. We know that already also from other Pesukim. Ha, ena katum medaber, ena b'machru bedin. Oh, so what happened? The case is talking about when the Eved was sold by Betin, shtayim v'shalosh shanim lifnei Yovel. Okay, so he was sold by Betin. He didn't even serve 6 years. He was sold 2 or 3 years before the Yovel. What's the Hadush in the Pasuk? Sheyovel motzi'o. So it teaches me what? Machruhu bedin. I have a special Pasuk to teach me that he goes out in Yovel. And who's telling me all this over here? This is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So comes the Gemara and says, V'is al kadatach yalit sachir sachir. If you tell me that you have a gezerah shava to learn the law of machru betin to the regular law of machar atzmo, lamali, what do I need this whole derasha? Nilif sachir sachir. Learn it from the sachir and teach me. Just like mocher atzmo goes out in Yovel, so machru betin goes out in Yovel. From the fact that you didn't learn it the simple way, you needed a special gezerat katuf to teach it to me, so it must be doesn't learn sachir sachir. So we found the rabbi. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Le'olam Yalif Sachir Sachir. No, I'll tell you really, he makes the Gezerah Shavah. Oh, so if he makes the Gezerah Shavah, what does he need a special derashah to teach me that Machru Betin goes out in Yovel, Vetzarich? I need a pasuk. Why? Salkada Tachamina, Mocher Atzmo, Hu Delo Avad Isura. I would say a Mocher Atzmo, you know why he goes out in Yovel? Because a Mocher Atzmo, he didn't make a sin. He's selling himself because he needs money. He's pressed for money. So he sold himself. So okay, so I would say such a guy like that doesn't have to work the full 6 years. If your veil comes in the interim, he goes out. But I would have thought that a guy who's sold by Betin is being sold because he's a thief, because he made an Isur. I might have thought that said what? Maybe he doesn't go out in your veil. Maybe he's got to serve a full sentence. And if I might not have compared Machru Bedin to the case of Machar Atzmo, Kamashmalan, that's why I need the Pasuk to come and tell me, no, there's no difference. That even in the case of Machru Bedin, if he sold 2 or 3 years before the Yovel does free him. Even though he did an Isur, the Yovel still frees him. That's why I still need a special Pasuk. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor. Now we're going back to that Braita, just to get some clarity on some of the statements that were said in the Braita. Ibn Nirtza, Harekibar Amur. We know already an Ibn Nirtza goes out in Yovel, which means he worked, let's say, for 6 years, then he came along and said, I have to eat the Shti, Banai, whatever, I don't want to go out, I have to eat Adoni. So they pierce his ear. 2 years later, Yovel comes. He goes out with Yovel. Ibn Nirtza goes out with the Yovel. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Maihi. Well, what's the source? Titania, because we have a pasuk. Veshavtem ish el achuzato veish el mishpachto tashuvu. Right? Everybody goes home. B'ma ketu medaber. Ibe mocher atzmo. Again, if it's talking about the guy who sold himself, that he goes out in Yovel, alekevar, amur. So we know that already. Right? That was taught. We know that Achnati Yovel Yavod Mach. That's another pasuk. Ibe machru betin. If it's talking about the case of machru betin, harekvar, amur. We know that already is also said, like we learned from the pasuk v'shav el mishpachto. Ha en a katum medaber ela ben nirtza shtayim v'shalosh shanim lifnei yovel shay yovel motzi'o. Good. So now we have a pasuk for nirtza. And then it was nirtza. 2 years later, yovel came. He goes out free.
Mashma. Oh, so how do you know that from the pasuk? Amar Abba Bar Shila Amar Kray Ish. Because the pasuk says, if we get the clarity of the pasuk, the Shaftim Ish El Achuzato. Now, how do you know that pasuk is talking about a nirtza? So Gemara says, Ezu Davas Shenuheg Bi Ish Ve'en Nuheg Bi Isha. What type of aspect of slavery applies davka to a man and not to a lady? Haveomer Zuritzia. Right? Because an Amma Evriya cannot be nirtza. So that's how they know from the pasuk Ish that this must have been talking about a case of a nirtza. Okay, from the fact that because a lady does not start jumping to the law of Tzia. Good. I need two pesukim. I need one pesuk to teach me that when Betin sells him, he goes out and you avail. And I need a pesuk to teach me that Nirtza. Because I cannot learn one from the other. Why do you need two pesukim? Teach me both go out in Yovel. So comes Gemara and says, Tiyashmena Machru Betin. Because if it came in the case of Machru Betin, Mishum Delo Matai Zimne. So I will say that what? Because his time did not come yet. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Delo Matai Zimne. Lo Mal Ushesh Shanav Laset. Which means, well, Machru Betin, he was only sold for 2 years. Right? So I would say what? The reason why I need a pasuk is because it's hadush. Because the guy didn't wait his term yet, which he's only sold for 2 years. He never spent a 6 year a term. So then I need a pasuk to come and tell me what that he didn't spend, even though he didn't spend a full term. He was there for 2 years. That Yovel sends him out. Aval nirtza, but the nirtza guy dematizim ne that what he
stayed a full term.
He spent this term, Ema Niknese, which means, maybe I will punish him. What does it mean, punish him? Which means like this, Liknese, Al Shamar Lo Etze, Ve'avar, Al Ki Avadai Him. Which means like this.
Maybe, I'll just to the seven, I'm going to say again. By Machru Beti, in the case of what he saw 2 years before for Yovel. So in this case already, he didn't serve anything yet. So I said, okay, Yovel comes, Yovel is able to free him. Because he wasn't under his time to go out yet. The 6 year term did not come yet. So I can say, okay, Yovel would free the guy. He did nothing wrong. Masha'en Ken, the Netza did something wrong. Because his term finished. And what? After you've worked the 6 years, you still want to be a slave to somebody? You're a slave to God. So therefore, I might have thought to say that when a guy fulfills a six-year term, like the Nitzah, and then he comes along and says, I want to stay more, maybe you could argue, you know what? Even your veil's not going to free the guy now. Maybe the guy's got to work forever now. Maybe we'll punish the guy. That's what it has to tell me that, no, even the Nitzah, even though there's a half a minute to think he did something wrong in saying that he wanted to extend his term, Hadush is still your veil will get a man. Let's go the other way. V'yashmi'ina Nitzah. Mishum de'abad le'shesh. Right, I go the other way. The nirtza, I can say, will go out in your vehicle, because at least he worked 6 years. Ava machru betin, de'lo abad le'shesh. They didn't even work a minimum term. Ema lo tzericha. Good. So therefore, that explains to me why I need pesukim for a nirtza. And machru betin, that goes out in your vehicle. Separately, two separate pesukim. Now, וצטריך למכתב ושבתם, וצטריך למכתב לעולם. Now in the Pesukim, over there when it says he goes free, it says, ושבתם איש משפחתו, he goes back home, and it says, ועבדו לעולם, and we know לעולם means עולם, meaning the עולם of the Yovel. What do you need both words, ושבתם that he goes back, what do you need the words, לעולם? Now she says, ועבדו לעולם, ועבדו לעולם, והוא לעולמו של יובל. We know he doesn't have to stay longer than the Yovel. So we know he goes home. So therefore, Le'olam doesn't mean forever. Le'olam must mean Yovel. So what do we need a pasuk? Le'olam, what do we need a pasuk? Both are telling that he goes back in the Yovel. If you just said Le'olam, I will explain Le'olam means forever. So Ketiv Rachmana v'shavtem. To teach me what? That it's not forever. There's a time that he goes on. V'ketiv rachmana v'shavtem. Hava amina ani mileka delo abad shesh. I would say that what is v'shavtem? Only when he didn't work six. Which means, when he didn't work six, years, then I will say what? He goes back in the yovel.
Aval echa da'avad shesh,
but when he works 6 years already,
lo yesofo hamur mitchilato.
I'm going to say that his end shouldn't be more strict than his beginning.
Matchilato shesh at sofon nameshesh.
I would have thought that once already, which is if he didn't work 6 years already, that's why I tell you he goes out in yovel. But she'enkin, if he had worked 6 already, I might think that what? That his sof should not be more strict than his tehillah. Just like his regular sentence is how much? 6. If I say the maximum sentence of a nitzah is what? Also 6.
Kamash ma'alan le'olam. Le'olamo shel yovel.
That what? That it goes all the way to the yovel. You could argue,
look at Rashi. Rashi says,
Hani mili. Look at the bottom of Rashi. Look at the bottom of Rashi. Hani mili.
Hani mili yotze nirtza biyovel velo kodim lechen.
When will I say he's got to wait? I'm sorry. Let's start by explaining it now. When will I say he has to wait to the yovel? Meaning, sometimes the yovel can be 30 years away. When might I say he has to wait to the yovel?
Hecha delo avad shesh. Ahar litzi'ah.
Which means, well, he didn't work 6 years, let's say, after the litzi'ah. So then already the yovel came, I guess, 2 years later. So then already, so then he goes out. But if he works 6 years, maybe then I'll say what? Okay, let him go out in 6. That what? We shouldn't make a tzi'ah, which maybe I'll say like this, maybe the only time we say he goes out in yovel is when it's less than 6 year term, from the tzi'ah to yovel.
So just wait till the yovel?
And wait till yovel 2 years later, and he goes out. Mm-hmm. If the yovel, let's say, is 20 years out, I might say, you know what? Let him go out after 6. Because the second term shouldn't be more severe than the first term. Kamash ma'alan, it is. That's why you need a pasuk to come to the olam. All the way to the over, even if it's 30 years away, so far it's going to be more restrict. Good?
So the Gemara continues, Elaman tana de lo yalif sachir sachir.
So we're going back to a question that the Gemara has been analyzing over the past daf. There's a gezera shava sachir sachir that we mentioned on daf Yud Damed Amud Bet. Over there, we learned that there are two types of avadim, right? There's an eved that sells himself, and there's an eved that is sold by Bet Din. In both those parashiyot, the word sachir is used. So one rabbi makes a gezera shava sachir sachir to learn that all the laws that apply to a eved that sells himself are the same laws that apply to an eved that is sold by Bintin. The link word is sachir sachir. However, there's an opinion that does not learn sachir sachir. So we've been struggling the past daf to try to find out who that opinion is that doesn't learn this gezera shava. So the Gemara says, Ela man tana de lo yalif sachir sachir. Who is the opinion? Rabbihi. It is indeed Rabbi. De Tanya, we have a braita. What does it say regarding the parasha that talks about an eved being sold to a goy? Okay, as we learned earlier, there's many different types of avadim. One type of eved, evri, is an eved evri that's sold to a goy. Regarding that type of eved, the pasuk says the following: Ve'im lo yigael be'ele, and if he does not get redeemed in one of these ways. One of the ways is that the family member, like the pasuk says, o dodo o ben dodo yigalenu. One of the ways that he gets redeemed is a family member is able to come and buy him out. Look at Rashi. V'im lo yigal be'el, if he does not get redeemed in this way, o yigael be'ele, benimkar le'oved kochavim ketiv. It's referring to an oved kochavim case. Be'ele bekerovim dechtiv le'el mine o dodo. Rabbi Omer, so Rabbi makes a derasha. Be'ele hu nig'al, ve'en nig'al be'shish. Which means, an eved evri that got sold to a goy can only get redeemed through the redemption of relatives, but he does not get redeemed after 6 years. The 6-year law does not apply to
such avadim. Sheyachol, because I could have said like this. Ve'alo dinu. Uma mishe'enu nig'al be'ele nig'al be'shesh. Which means, a regular nimkar li'Yisrael that doesn't have the option to be redeemed by relatives, but has the redemption of 6 years, zesh nig'al be'ele, or vedikul, that has an extra way to be redeemed to the redemption of relatives, enu din nig'al be'shesh, certainly should also have the redemption option of shesh, tamud lomar be'ele. That's what the pasuk has to say, be'ele, be'ele hu nig'al, then nigal b'shesh. Oh, so now the Gemara comes along and says, v'isal kadata ki alif sachir sachir. And if you hold that Rabbi indeed makes a connection between sachir sachir, amai ka'amar, umai mishe'enu nigal be'ele, why did you say that an eved that sold to a Jew is not nigal? Nilav sachir sachir. You should learn a sachir sachir and teach me what? Because by nimkar le'oved kochavim it also says the word sachir. And therefore if it says the word sachir by oved kochavim and it says the word sachir by nimkar le'Yisrael, just like Oved Kochavim, you have Geulat Kerovim, so too by Gesel being sold to a Jew, you should have Geulat Kerovim. And therefore, he should not make that statement. Uma, a person that's sold to a Jew, doesn't have Geulat Kerovim. On the contrary, if you have Sakhir, Sakhir, he does have Geulat Kerovim. Because Chavei Gezer HaShava, from Nibkal Yisrael to Nibkal Legoy, and you must see that B is the one that holds, that is not Doreh Sakhir, Sakhir, Sakhir. That's the Gemara's proof. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar says no. Le'olam yaliv sachir sachir. He learns it. Veshani acha de Amar kera yigalenu leze velo leacher. Which means the pasuk says by an eved that sold to a goy. The pasuk's language is that ehad me ehav yigalin, one of the relatives, or his brother, whatever it is, will redeem him. So it says lazeh, the Gemara's Doresh, which means this type of eved can be redeemed with relatives, velo lacher, which is yavgezat katuv, which is normally we would learn sachir sachir, but we have it beferush word yigalinu lazeh with relatives, so the relatives can redeem him, but not by a regular case. So therefore, you can even say that a bee holds up sachir sachir. So we're back to the question. Okay, but before we go back to that question, the Gemara asks another question. Uman tana de palig ale de Rabbi. Who's the rabbi that argues on Rabbi? Because one of the chiddushim that Rabbi taught us is what? That an eved that sold to a goy doesn't get out in six. Hizrit? No. Endig al beshish. Adrabah. The only way he gets out is bekirovim be'ele. Be'lo beshish. So the Gemara wants to know, who argues on that? Who holds that an Eved that sold to Goyim can even go out, Beshesh? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Agilelev and Rabbi Akiva. Those two rabbis, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva. How? The Tanya, we have a Braita, Lo Yigael Be'ele. That's why again, an Eved sold to a Goy. You will not be redeemed with this. Rabbi Yosef Agilelev, Be'ele L'Shehrur. Bishar kol adam lishi'bud. What does this mean? Be'ele, which means if he's redeemed by relatives, then already he goes out scot-free. However, bishar kol adam, if non-relatives redeem him, lishi'bud. They have to work. He works for that person that redeemed him. Which means, Rabbi Yosef learns the ele to restrict the following. If the Eved is redeemed by relatives, O Dodo, O Ben Dodo, Yigalenu, that causes the Eved to go out free. However, if he's redeemed by a non-relative, he doesn't go out free, he becomes that person's slave. That's the Be'ele. In this way, there's freedom, but not in another way. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Gili de Mapik Hai Be'ele L'drasha Achariti. He learns from this Ele another drasha. That what? Be'ele L'shehrud. Ge'alu Kerubim. If relatives redeemed him,
Eno mishtabed lahim. He is not work for them. And therefore, since he learns from that word, ele, the chiluk between if he was redeemed by relatives or non-relatives, he doesn't have the derasha of be'ele and not 6 years. Mm-hmm. And therefore, to be yourself, that 6 years is also an option for an eved to be freed if he works for goyim. Understand? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Akiva argues and says the opposite. Be'ele lishi'bud. Bishar kol adam lishi'rur. He says the exact opposite. Yeah. If he's redeemed by family, he becomes their slave. If he's redeemed by strangers, he goes out free. Right, it's the exact opposite of what you say. But the point is, even according to Rabbi Akiva, from the word be'ele, it's not to exclude 6 years. Good. So who argues on the B that says an Eved that works for Goyim can go out after 6 years? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef. But now we want to explain the logic of this machloket. What's between relatives and strangers? My time Rabbi Yosef Gilili. What's the reason of Rabbi Yosef Gilili? Amar kera. Im lo yiga'el be'ele. That's Pasuk. Right? If he's not redeemed in this way, now look, he reads into the Pasuk now. He's reading it now. Ela be'achir. Ah. Now he added those words. Ela. Meaning, im lo yiga'el be'ele. Let me make it clear for you. The whole Pasuk says, v'im lo yiga'el be'ele. If he's not redeemed by one of the relatives, he goes out in Yovel. So he reads, v'im lo yiga'el be'ele, ela, who is he redeemed with? Ela be'acher. Right, with somebody else. V'yatza b'shnat yovel. That means he becomes a slave. And that's why he goes out in Yovel. V'Rabbi Akiva omer, im lo yiga'el, that's what Rabbi Akiva does. Ela be'ele. He puts the ela before the word ele, which means if he gets redeemed only by relatives, then he goes out in Yovel, which comes out with the reverse hadush, that slavery is only a continued when it's with relatives redeeming. Ve'im lo yiga'el ela be'ele, which means if he's only redeemed by relatives, Yovel, which means he's a slave, ve'yatza b'shnat Yovel. Now, Rabbi Yosef Gilili, so Rabbi Yosef Gilili will counter against the Miyakiva, and he says, Midi Ela Be'ele Ketiv. Which means, does it say in the Pasuk Ela? Which means you take it out Pasuk out of context. The Pasuk says, V'im lo yigalenu Be'ele. He learns, V'im lo yigalenu Ela Be'ele. That takes the whole Pasuk out of context. Rabbi Yosef Gilili says, you put the word Ve'ela to say that the only time he becomes a slave is when it's relatives. It can't be. I can't accept such a derasha. No, he's not. No, but that's the normal reading of a Pasuk. Ve'im lo yigalenu, which means if they're not redeemed by these people, which means what? Ela, they're redeemed by somebody else. Uh-huh. That makes sense. But to put the Ela, Ve'im lo yigalenu, Ela, Ele, that's already taken out of context. So Gemara says, Ela b'haikara kamipalge. Okay, different machloket, we have to say, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef. O dodo, o ben dodo yigalenu. Okay, now we're going to get the whole pasuk. It says the pasuk, again, this is by an eved that is sold to goyim. Okay, so it says, o dodo is uncle, o ben dodo is cousin yigalenu. Good, that's the redemption of relatives. Oh, his siga yado. It's part of the same pasuk. What is his siga yado? Ze geulat atzmo. Good, it's another way he can get out. He can redeem himself. V'nigal zu geulat acherim. So we have three different ways that an eved can get out. He can get out by kirovim. That's the first way the pasuk says. Geulat atzmo and geulat Acherim. Good? Rabbi Yosef Gilili Savar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. That when you learn a Pasuk, you doresh the Dirashot Lefanav. To what's written before. What's the first Dirasha in the Pasuk? Geulat Kirubim. What's the second item? Geulat Atzmo. So when you learn Geulat Atzmo, you learn Geulat Atzmo connected to what's written right before it. Pasuk Nidrash Lefanav. And therefore,
Shidi geulat kerubim a geulat atzmo. Place geulat kerubim and geulat atzmo together. Ma geulat atzmo l'shehrur. Just like when he redeems himself, he goes free. Av geulat kerubim l'shehrur. So to geulat kerubim l'shehrur. Huh? That's exactly what it is. It's Samuch Shlefanav. Samuch Shlefanav. Okay? Rabbi Akiva Savar Mikra Nedrash Le'acharav. He also learned that you're Doresh, but you're Doresh, you group the Pasuk to what's written after. And therefore, Shedi Geulat Acherim. Geulat Acherim is the last item. A Geulat Atzmo. So put, let's want to lose numbers. Whereas Rabbi Yosei learns, he exactly, he's Doresh 1 and 2, and 3 separate, because he's Doresh Lefanav, Rabbi Akiva's Doresh 3 and 2, right? That's called Pasuk Mikran Dedash Le'achorav, backwards. How? Shti Geulat Acherim, Geulat Acherim is the third item, I Geulat Atzmo. Ma geulat atzmo l'shehrur, af geulat acherim l'shehrur. So that's how Rabbi Akiva knows geulat acherim goes out free, because he compares 3 to 2, whereas Rabbi Yosei compares 2 to 1. Everybody agrees that geulat atzmo is free in totality. The question was the middle derash: is it nidrash lefanav or is it nidrash leacharav?
Did we ever have
a step
learning before?
Maybe no, but that's the derasha. Which is when you have three items in a pasuk, three concepts, so the middle concept, are you doreshet lefanav, or you doreshet achar, that's going to be the mahlok between the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi. So the Gemara asks a question. If that's the case, be'ele lamali. Which means that wouldn't you need a word be'ele? Look at the Rashi. Actually, we don't have this. That's the Ihache is coming later. Which means the question of the Gemara is Ihache be'ele lamali. The word ele was coming to say that what? Davka in this way, be'ele meaning with relatives, that he goes out free. Right? Be'ele, he goes out free. What did the ele just tell me? You have already a derasha of a connection between Geulat Atzmo and Geulat Acherim.
Lecture mode on.
Okay, which means you don't need the restrictive word Ele. Once already you're being Doresh Geulat Atzmo to these to Geulat Acherim or Geulat Kirovim, what's the word Ele coming to tell me? So the Gemara says, Ilav Be'ele. I would have said that maybe you doresh the pasuk up and down, what's before and after, and everybody goes after ben geulat atzmo, ben geulat kirubim, ben geulat acherim. So that's why the word ele comes to restrict. No, only one of the two, either top or the bottom. So the ele just tells me don't doresh the pasuk lefanav and acharav. Which one? Okay, so one rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, is more inclined to say that the Ele is coming to restrict that Dafka Kirovim goes out free, and Rabbi Akiva is more prone to learn that Dafka Acherim goes out free. Okay, so the Ele just restricts, otherwise you learn both. The Gemara says, well, once already going back to the Ele, you're back to the old question. Why? Because what's the question? Can I see Yechir? The Be'am and the Drash Lefanav Ulacharav. Right? You're going back to the Drash Lefanav Ulacharav. Ve'acha Meshum Dechti Be'ele Wadar Kusha Le'Dukta Debi Akiva Hechi Mishtama Sherbud Debi Yatsa Beshat Tevela Kerubim. Exactly. Which means once already El is back into the mix, what does the Pasuk say? Ve'im lo yiga'el be'ele. Now Rabbi Akiva has to read the Pasuk Ela. He's got to write the Ela. Ela, he's redeemed with strangers, then he goes out free. Back to the question. Which is, if Ela's in the mix, you have to take the pasuk out of context by putting the word Ela after it,
And that makes no sense. Which means, what does the pasuk say again? Ve'im lo yiga'el be'ele, then he goes out in Yovel. Mm-hmm. Now, Rabbi Akiva learns the pasuk. Ve'im lo yiga'el be'ele, right? He reads it. Ve'im lo yiga'el, ela be'ele, that only when he's redeemed by Kirubim, does he have to wait till Yovel? Is he an Eved? But if he's redeemed by others, now that's taken out of context, because to read the pasuk straight, if he's not redeemed by this, Eli is redeemed and somewhere else he's a slave. So then we're back to the question, once Eli is in the mix, how does the Be'akiva Doresh? You know what? Ela bispara kamepalge. The argument really is over here based on logic, which means like this. Really, we have the Derashav, the Fanav, and Aharav, and the Ella teaches me, or the Ella teaches me, don't be Doresh, the Fanav, and Aharav. But, why did he pick one way, and he picked another way? Because of Mahlokin and Sevara. What's the Sevara? The Biyoseh Gilili Savar, Mistavra Geulat Acherim Lishabud. It makes sense that when others redeem him, that he works for them. Why? The amat the shechru havim mimnei velo parkele. They're not going to redeem him. Which I don't need an incentive for family to redeem somebody. Mm-hmm. Family will always redeem. So therefore, for family to redeem him, you could say what? But they work for the family. He works for the family because the family is not going to be nimna. But if you tell strangers that if you redeem the Eved, he goes free, strangers will never redeem. So as an incentive, Rabbi Akiva says, to get the strangers to redeem, you tell them they can be your slave until you're there. That's Rabbi Yosef's way of looking at it. Rabbi Akiva savar mistavra geulat kirovim l'sha'bud. Makes more sense that relatives is Mr. Badwai. Di'i amal l'shehrut kol yoma v'yoma azal u'mazbin nafsheh. Every day the guy will go sell himself and rely on his relatives that are come and bail him out. So therefore they come along and say, what? No, if you get redeemed by your relatives, you got to work for them. So therefore it's a disincentive to the Eved. Yeah. Good? So he looks at it from that way. Look at the she. Maybe you should look at the she. Ela bisfara pedige? Kilomar. Ipshi talan dahi be'ele akirovim kai. If you want to learn that the word ele is going on relatives, so now you have to say that Yovel that is going on others. Which means, now we're just going on Sevara. Which when it says the word Be'ele, Rabbi Akiva says Ele is more mashpat, referring to who goes, has to be work. It's Davka Kerubim. And according to the Biyoseh, it's Davka Achirim. Machloket is in Sevara. Good. Because the Pasuk, and here's the key point. In that Pasuk that talks about the redemption of an Eved that sold to a Goy, it talks about the redemption of Kerovim and the redemption of Achirim. So really the word Edle can be going on one of the two. It can be going on one of the two that are mentioned in the Pasuk. It can be mentioned going on Kerovim, and Ahayim, so the Mahlok is in Sevara. What is more mistabir to say you will become a slave to? It's more mistabir you become a slave, according to the Biyoseh, to watch strangers. Because otherwise strangers are not going to redeem. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's more mistabir to say you become a slave to relatives. Because otherwise the Eved will sell himself every day, relying on relatives to free him. But now that he knows he has to become a slave to them, so it's not going to be so pashut. Yeah. Good. So small and sevara.
Amar v'chaya baraba Amar v'yuchanan. Zu devre Rabbi Yosef Gilili v'Rabbi Akiva.
All this that we said be'ele, they hold what the ele is coming to either limit kerovim or achirim, but they hold what 6 years. Yeah. He goes out. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef argue on a B. They hold that an eved that sold to a goy has a 6 year term. אבל החכמים אומרים, החכמים אומרים, דבר שיטה, הכל לשחרור. Whether they were redeemed by kerubim, whether they were redeemed by אחרים, free.
מן החכמים,
who is the שיטה of החכמים?
רבי היא, Because he learned already the word ille, as we learned above, the B, that ille, the way they redeemed, is through redemption, but not through 6 years. So the ille is used already. And therefore what? Umikran nidrash ben lefanav uben laharav. And therefore, he doesn't minimize. If you have ille, ille is restricting, but I don't have ille, ille is used. So therefore the pasuk is learned before and after that both geulat kerubim and geulat acharim, he goes out in totality. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, v'rabi hai v'yatsa b'shnat ha-yuvel. My Avid, what does Rabbi do with this pasuk of the Yatsa b'shnat ha-yuvel? Because it's in the same pasuk. According to Rabbi, everybody goes free, which is the pasuk says. V'im lo yigael be'ele. Now, according to him, El is not restricting anything. That means, according to Bi'akiva, no matter how he's redeemed this Eved, he goes out free. So what does it mean? There's no Yovel.
Right.
He goes out free. So why does the Pasuk mention Yovel? According to the other Shitot, Yovel has to be mentioned either for Geulat Kiruvim or for Geulat Ahirim. But according to the B that says, no matter how he's redeemed, he always goes out free. So what's Yovel come into the play? There's no Yovel. That's a strong question. So the Gemara says, "Hai v'yatzab b'shnat yovel my avidle." What does he do with that end of the pasuk? There's no yovel. Yovel is not a factor. We need it for the following brayta. V'yatzab b'shnat yovel be'oved kochavim shiyishno tachat yadecha. We're talking about an oved kochavim that's under your jurisdiction. You have control over him. Just let's read. Or maybe somebody, an Eved that, a goy, that's not under your jurisdiction. Amart, v'chi ma efshar la'asot lo. Which means, if he's not under your jurisdiction, you cannot force him to free any slaves. Ha ena katuv medaber ela be'oved kuchavim sheyeshno tachat yadecha. Okay, now, what in the world is this talking about? So we talk about a goy that's under your jurisdiction. Ne'inyan what? Now look at the bottom nashi on the Amud Bet. Kedetanya. Dechdetanya, bottom nashi. Ve'lamidcha. Sha'afal pi sha'oved kochavim tachat shadecha im lo yiga'el yishtabed bo ad hayovel. Which means, if nobody redeems him, let's say nobody redeems him. Right? So he'll work until
Yovel,
because according to the B, there's no 6 years. Right? So you know what the Pasuk coming to tell me? You can't trick him. Which means, listen, in the case where you're controlling the goy, right? He's under your jurisdiction. So you can't come along and tell the goy and fool him into a certain law as if to say, what? After 6 years are up, you know what? Let him go. Even though the goy listens to you. Because you can fool him. Listen, you want to save your Jewish brother, right? Mm-hmm. So that comes along and says, I'm sorry. That even if the goy is under your jurisdiction, he goes out. If nobody redeems him, he goes out in Yovel. Don't come and make a ruse and try to, you know, trick the goy and tell him, 6 years are up and see you later. So that's you have to be straight. Exactly, that's what the Tamei tell you, which means if he doesn't get redeemed, then it's a Yovel situation. If he gets redeemed by anybody, Ben Dodo, or Acharim, or Kol Sheken La'atzmo, Herut Olam. But if you don't get redeemed, Yovel. What do you mean you don't get redeemed? Don't think you can fool him into a 6 year situation because he's under your jurisdiction. Kavash Malan, you cannot. Baruch Anu Ale Olam. Amen.